What do Malcolm X and Julius Caesar have in common? A Maryland Humanities grant-funded project from the Towson University Department of Theater Arts explores the connections between the two in workshops, staged readings, and other public events that relate to the themes of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar and X, the newly commissioned play about Malcolm X by Marcus Gardley. Ian Belknap, artistic director from the Acting Company, tells us more.
I spent the winter of 2014 reading Arthur Schlesinger Jr.'s thrilling biography, Robert F. Kennedy and His Times. It is a comprehensive portrait of the 1960s, the bloodiest decade since 100 years prior during the American Civil War. Part of RFK's story dealt with his own assassination, the assassination of his brother, President Kennedy, and those of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. In this swell of politics, violence, and resistance, Malcolm X's assassination felt like a footnote, and I knew his story was replete with significant events that impacted the future of our country. Reading this book helped me recover from directing William Shakespeare's Hamlet, which played in rotating repertory with Tom Stoppard's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. Through the confluence of Schlesinger Jr.'s book and those plays, the idea for a play about the assassination of Malcolm X emerged. What if, like Tom Stoppard, who made Hamlet the largest role in Shakespeare's play, the smallest role in his own drama, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, the Acting Company commissions a drama elevating Malcolm X to center stage and marginalizing the Kennedys to the wings? Research and collaboration with playwright Marcus Gardley began, and we were immediately compelled by Malcolm X's transformation into El-Hajj Malik Shabazz and his defection from the Nation of Islam to the practice of Orthodox Islam. During his pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca, he discovered acceptance, harmony, and love spread through all skin colors, and that the racism he experienced in the United States existed due to this nation's specific history of slavery and oppression. Malcolm X applied what he learned from his pilgrimage to form the Organization of Afro-American Unity, which fought for the rights of people of African descent. Marcus and I knew this part of Malcolm X's story needed to be told dramatically, and I immediately programmed William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar as a companion piece to deepen the historical perspective of the season. The act of assassinations date to ancient times, and the ever-studious Shakespeare dramatized the assassination of Julius Caesar in 44 AD to reflect the anxiety felt in 1599 England surrounding the multiple attempts on the life of Queen Elizabeth. Historical drama echoes the past so that audiences can discover their reverberations in the present. Threading history from Rome to Shakespeare's England into Harlem in the 1960s connects us to the present by showing the patterns of time and creates a conversation about race and religion, friendship and betrayal, and the price of power and popularity. Malcolm X and Julius Caesar's stories play in rotating repertory with the same actors in both productions. This permits audiences to watch actors play different roles with divergent sensibilities in the same day. And that indirectly lets audiences witness the breadth of the history of the human condition.
X, Julius Caesar will open at Morgan State University on March 2nd, and performances continue at Towson University on March 3rd and 4th. Details at events.towson.edu. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.